Last week, we told you about Glenn Jones, the disc jockey for WFMU in the New York area, who was attempting to break the Guinness World Record for longest continuous radio broadcast by an individual. The previous record was 73 hours and 33 minutes. Jonesy, as he's known, began his attempt at 9 a.m. Friday and broadcast through the Memorial Day weekend. Here's how it sounded on Monday morning at 10:34.
The Glenn Jones radio program with the biggest clock of all. As we are counting down to the world record, I will be the world record. I will bring the belt back to America. It's been a long road, and it's been a lot of fun, man. I had the greatest time this weekend, and I don't think I'll ever have as great a time on the radio again. But I always say that. I always say that when I have a great time on the radio, and I always top it. Every time I top it, every single time I have topped it. Bring the title back to America. Ladies and gentlemen, the heavyweight champion of the world!
But Glenn Jones didn't stop there. He broadcast through Monday afternoon, through Monday night, through Tuesday morning, and then finally at 1 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon. He broke the 100-hour mark and called it a day. Glenn Jones joins us now from New York. Congratulations on setting the new world record.
Thank you.
How much sleep have you had since Tuesday afternoon?
Remarkably, not a lot. I napped for a couple of hours. I was up for a few hours after the show ended. I napped for 2 hours. I then went to sleep for about seven. I haven't slept longer than 7 hours on any night, although yesterday I took a two-hour nap in the afternoon.
Do you remember why you did this?
Yeah, I really love being on the radio and have a great passion for broadcasting. It was, you know, a chance to do something grand on the radio, the idea of broadcasting for such a long time and doing something that will be remembered by the listeners as something very special means a lot more to me than being the record breaker.
You know, this feat that you've accomplished is perhaps more difficult than even people imagine. Remind us again what the rules were, particularly about breaks and such.
Well, you could only get a 15-minute break every 8 hours. Otherwise, you were confined to the studio. You could not leave the studio. And that was a really difficult part psychologically. The studio began to take on a feeling as though it were my cell. You know, I was surrounded by people who were taking really good care of me, from my fellow staff members and volunteers. They would spoon-feed me, literally, and they were like telling me, Glenn, it's time to eat, because there was a point where I just didn't want to eat or anything. And being locked in this room for all that time was really trying. I had no personal time, no time to myself. I was on camera for like 100 hours as well, on the web camera. That was a difficult part of it as well, because, you know, you begin to feel like a prisoner.
Yeah, many of us, at least some of us, were watching your broadcast on the web. Those last few hours looked pretty rough. I understand that thoughts of the Manchurian candidate were running through your head at that point.
I had drifted off during songs and began to lose sense of where I, not where I was, but what I was doing there. I was convinced that all of the press in the room, the photographers and the cameramen, were actually just actors, and some sort of practical joke was being played on me. It was very much like the Bridge Club in Manchurian Candidate. I kept muttering the words, "Is this Manchurian Candidate?" to my station manager.
A hypnotic effect, but you didn't assassinate anyone, including yourself.
No, well, not that I know of, actually. I don't believe I did. But afterwards, I did feel like relaxing with a nice game of solitaire.
Well, it seemed to take a lot out of you now that you've sort of recovered a bit from it. You think it was all worth it to break the record?
Not so much to break the record at this point. I mean, that I feel like that's just gravy. From what I understand, from the emails, the outpouring of love and affection I got from the listeners, not only did I break the record, and not only was I on the air all last weekend, but I created a certain magic on the air. And to have connected with the audience the way I did was really the magic of the weekend. And that's something that will be with me forever.
Glenn Jones, Jonesy, the new Guinness World Record holder for continuous radio broadcast. DJs everywhere will be tipping their hats to you, so wear that crown proudly. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I tip my hat to DJs everywhere, because broadcasting is, the coolest thing a man can set out to do, and anybody else who's out there doing it, God bless them.